Train, welcoming you to our Juneteenth holiday and happy Father's Day edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning on Alternative Talk AM 1150, and you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up a stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And okay, we were all moving and grooving on that one. And Natasha, right along dancing with us. And I think we've got everybody dancing with us now, Nathan. We do that. We even got Walter dancing, Natasha, back in Pennsylvania. He was up. Boy, that boy can move. Once we got him up and dancing, it was really fun. Anyway, hope you all enjoyed the love train, and that was great. But hey, now I don't know whose idea this was, but I think this is the hottest idea I've heard for how you could do this with your dog friends, to getting all the animal dads out there Father's Day gifts. Okay, because remember, your animals would like to honor you. And so the neat thing is if you're a single animal dad, so you don't have a human partner that can shop for your dog, then you get to go get yourself a gift. Or Nathan suggested, he said, well, you can take your dog to the pet store and they touch something, then you buy it. I did when Robbie was a puppy. He picked out his first huggle hound. I took him to the store, and he got to decide which huggle hound he wanted. He tried to pull it off the wall, so that's the one that we bought for him. How cool is this? McClendon Hardware. So they're getting free commercial here today. McClendon Hardware, they allow you to bring your dogs in. Okay, so you single dads, take your dog to McClendon's Hardware, go cruise the store, and whatever your dog touches, that's what you buy for yourself. Okay, and you tell your dog, we're going in to get dad a Father's Day gift. So just hope that your dog doesn't have really expensive taste, because you know, you could get into a little trouble that way. But wouldn't that be fun? Take your dog to McClendon's Hardware and say, okay, pick me out a Father's Day gift. Run around until they touch something.
Might be walking out with a brand new electric lawnmower.
Yeah, you never know. You could get something really cool.
Or you can do the opposite if your dog really ignores it and it's something that is like, wow, then you can get it too, because sometimes they want to look the opposite way. So.
Well, okay, what if it doesn't like the noise that like a weed eater makes, and it's ignoring the weed eater because of that, and you don't have your dog listen to that weed eater all the time?
Well, anyway, happy Father's Day to all you animal fathers out there, and find a way to help your animal friend get you a Father's Day gift. And I mean, that's how I keep flowers in my house. If I bring a bouquet of flowers into the house, I have to tell my cats that it's a gift that they got for me for some reason. And then, okay, well, then we'll leave it alone. If we got it for you, well, then we'll leave it alone. So sometimes you fudge a little bit, they do. And I know whenever I, because what were the, the last ones were, Mother's Day and my flowers. And, oh, you should see Robbie when I tell him, oh, Robbie, you got me the most beautiful flower. I mean, he starts wiggling and spinning and smiling, and he's just like the happiest golden on the planet. Because he thinks he got me something wonderful. Well, and he did all of that. So anyway, now they're shopping for my birthday. So let's see. Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. It's talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching or private readings, whatever you want from Natasha Venter is here. You can check her out at angelicclarifications.com. And I'm going to take advantage of Natasha because, let's see, we were talking a little bit about my hummingbirds and the fact that we've had a miracle healing with the one that had the tongue sticking out, which we thought was a permanent, fungus or injury or something. Mm-hmm. And you said you were sorry you were wrong on that, Natasha, but I don't remember you being wrong. Cause I don't think you said that she wasn't going to make it. I think you said you didn't know.
No, what I said was that there was always going to be, something, she was going to make it, but there was going to be something that always was wrong with her. I remember saying. So,
well, that still could be true. We don't know. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, the tongue looked worse and worse and got worse and was really causing problems. She was deteriorating, but we kept up the healing work and nails tuned in again. And then all of a sudden it was starting to get better. And for a while it was a full inch and a half out of the mouth for most of the, for all of these, this time. And then it got a little shorter, but then it was kind of back, but out. And then she spent about a week playing with her tongue, sitting around.
Oh, what a blessing to have that kind of joy.
Well, yeah. And so it made it real obvious because I always ask Divine Mother, I have to make sure that I know that what's really going on and which bird is which. And, you know, that it can be challenging to tell them apart.
I bet.
But, you know, I mean, there's only one that comes and sits and plays with her tongue. You know, I have never seen another bird do that anyway. But, you know, she's behaving normally now. But I've always had Anna's hummingbirds year round. Last year, though, I had started having Rufus hummingbirds come in, and they're the bright orange ones, the real metallic bright colors. Mm-hmm. But and they're just a titch smaller than the Anna's, but they're all a lot more aggressive.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And so this year I've had a lot of Rufuses come in, and they stayed during the breeding season. Last year they came in the spring when the breeding, everybody disappeared. They didn't come back with their families. This year I think they've stayed around, and I think I had more Rufus babies than Anna babies. Mm-hmm. And now I still have a lot of birds, but I'm seeing mostly the Rufies and not many Annas. So can you kind of sense what's going on with the hummingbird population here around my house? Is it shifting?
Yeah, it is shifting. And that's the thing about life. If you really witness the past, the history, there is an ebb and flow of, you know, more of a stronger breed coming in for a little while. And then you know, you'll probably notice in another couple of years, the Annas will come back in. You know, there's that ebb and flow. There are always going to be some Annas, though. But the Rufus.
Yeah, I'm still seeing, it's just not, we're all Annas. Now it's mostly Rufus and occasional Annas. But then also because of the weather and the slowness, nothing that, I don't have very many things that bloom here on my property because I'm in the woods and with the trees and all of that. But I do have like a lot of Crocosmia, which the hummers love, the Crocosmia, but it's not blooming yet. And so I don't, and the things that bloom around here that really pull in the birds to different locations and the plants aren't blooming yet. I have one fuchsia, that a kind of fuchsia that they really, really like. And that one's blooming and they're using that. But so I don't know what'll happen when the Crocosmia starts blooming,
and they're gonna
all
go,
over the place.
Yeah, they're going to go to where the food is. And if you have a stronger breed there that are fighting for, you know, a smaller food area, you're going to get the weaker ones, the one more gentler ones, you know, the ones that don't want to be so such fighters will find another home to go to.
Yeah, and I added another feeder because I told you when the babies come, are freshly fledged. They're slightly smaller than the adults, but they're a whole lot more friendly. They don't argue with each other. So they all like just pull up a seat at the bar. And I had my hummingbirds feeders full. Well, I wanted to get a feeder that the bigger, more rounder type so that all of them could sit at the bar at the same time. Although the new one is out and they're starting to use it. I didn't get it soon enough to take advantage of this year's babies, but they're using it now in Morrison. So next year I'll have ones that the babies can all sit together. That'll be really fun.
That will be.
But now I'm thinking, okay, with the roofies getting so, guarding the feeders and that kind of stuff, I have so many. I'm thinking about getting another feeder. But can you see if I add more feeding stations, would that make a difference?
It would help the diversity. So okay. If you put, and I would put it out a little bit further.
Okay.
You know, like I see it on a pole out in the middle of your yard more than I do, you know, up against the house.
Yeah, because mine are all up against the house because I like to see them, you know, and that way I can watch them. So if I put one out farther. Okay, well, I'll work on that new design. Oh, and let me have you. I unfortunately, the sad news in Monroe is that our Wild Birds Unlimited store closed. Leanne was ready to retire, and rightly so. She's earned it and just gave us a wonderful service in her business for so long. She thought she had the business sold, but the deal fell through at the last moment, and you know, she's still ready to retire. So it just closed up and went away. But anyway, I went down for the final sale and celebration for closing the store. And I'd kind of wanted to get a bird bath. And wouldn't you know, they had a really neat one with dragonflies on it and bright colored. And I thought, oh, okay. And it was on sale, of course, because they're closing. So I got a little bird bath. Now, I have the fountain out back, but they can't bath in it. They can just kind of fly into the stream, where the stream comes out and drink out of that. But now I have a bird bath set up, and they have these cool things now. They look like little UFOs. They're kind of white dome thing that runs off a battery, and you put them in the middle of the bird bath, and you turn them on, and it twirls the water. And they say that the moving water attracts the birds, mm-hmm. because fresh water tends to be moving. And so a moving water attracts wildlife because it indicates that it might be fresher. Mm-hmm. And it also keeps the mosquitoes from laying babies in there. So I got that going. And then Leanne told me that you have to put a little twig. And the bird bath, because otherwise they'll just drink in it, but they need a safe way to get into the water if they're going to use it as a bath. Mm-hmm. So
I always put a couple rocks to where they can go from the edge in.
Yeah.
And a twig is a good idea, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's what Leanne from Wild Birds told me. And so I have my bird bath set up. And with the mover wiggle wobble or whatever it's called and the twigs. But you know, it's been there's water everywhere and there's no reason for a bird bath at the moment for them to use it or drink out of it likely. And so I don't know that it'll get any action until we get into some warmer weather later in the summer. But do you see my bird bath becoming a popular thing with the birds? You see them using it?
Yeah.
Or am I whistling Dixie?
There again, the ebb and flow. That's going to be the word for the day, I guess. But there is going to be some of them coming in. I see more like the robins using it. Uh-huh. And you have blue jay. And
I have Stellar Jays.
Yeah.
Crows,
and they'll
ravens.
Be using it. Yeah, they'll and, be using it. Because the Stellar Jays like to rinse their food.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, and for any of you that have the Merlin Bird app, I don't know if you've been using yours, Nathan, but I've got 45 on my lifetime list now. And I finally got a pileated woodpecker. So I have a pileated woodpecker on my list, and I got a new one. I was out at, doing a consultation at an apartment complex, and there was this unusual bird sound. And I didn't recognize, and I wasn't sure what it was. And, you know, sure enough, wait a minute. I pulled out my phone and turned on the Merlin app. We got a recording. It was a red-winged blackbird. Yeah. So I have a red-winged blackbird now on my life list. So.
I'm noticing a new bird song, too, in the morning at around like 4 o'clock. And, yeah, I need to get that bird app reinstalled so I can find out what it is, because I haven't heard that song before.
What do you mean reinstalled? You didn't dump it, did you?
I got
you got a new operating system?
No, it's new offloaded because I have it set. So after a certain amount of time and not being used, it like offloads the app. So I just need to like re-download it from that. It's still on my phone. Oh. I just got to reinstall.
Oh, that must be something technically beyond my pay grade, because I don't know how to. I don't know how to do that. If I have an app that it stays forever until I get, you know, one of those new operating systems, your phone says, okay, we're putting it in at night. Oh, I don't like that so much. I try to have a good attitude about it and think positive, but you know, it always, then you have to re-enter passwords everywhere. Well, how many remember, even though I use simple passwords that, you know, but you know, I never know exactly what variation is where and what. And it's very frustrating when I get a new operating system, but then things don't always work as well. But it certainly doesn't dump stuff like that. So anyway, okay, I'm looking at the clock. Time to take care of our advertisers. And golly, we've got open phone lines. So if any of you are out there on Father's Day and want to chat with me or Natasha or both of us, hey, you got a question for Nathan? Oh, no, let's, before we go to the break, Nathan. You said somebody called in and said there was something new going on at the Westminster Dog Show this year. So what did the caller say?
Well, typically these types of dog shows, you know, they're purebred type competitions, because once you start mixing breeds, it becomes hard to have like a judging standard. Because
right, well, the Westminster is an AK American Kennel Club show, mm-hmm. and the purpose of the dog shows is the competition of purebred breed dogs compared to each other and all of that for breeding purposes. So obviously, it's only purebred dogs that participate in AKC shows. But I think wasn't the caller was talking about agility competition.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be when I started in the competition world with dogs. Now, this would have been back in the 60s and then 70s are the decades that I was competing. You couldn't even spay or neuter your dogs. You know, they had to be purebred to be in confirmation or competition, and they had to be intact. They couldn't be spayed or neutered. And the philosophy behind that was the whole competition was to prove, you know, what dogs are better than others, and primarily for breeding purposes. But I think AKC, when you said, Natasha, things have to learn and grow and adjust, I think they had to learn and grow and adjust because of us you know, irresponsible humans breeding dogs all over the place. They had a regroup, and then they started allowing spayed and neutered dogs to compete in competition, like obedience and that sort of thing. Well, all right. So the listener was talking about the agility field being opened up to mixed breed dogs. Isn't that what she was talking about?
Yeah, and I did a little bit of research on when that happened, and it looks like in year 2014 they allowed mixed breeds to come back to the show, because originally they actually did allow mixed breeds, but that was over like a century ago. And now they're, as of 2014, have allowed mixed breeds to come back to the agility competition among dogs.
Okay, so now I'm confused. Because listener, whoever you were that called in, when Nathan looked up what he thought you were talking about, it says it happened in 2014. It's now 2022. So it sounded like you were calling about something new that happened. So anyway, we wanted to share what your news was, but it looks like there's nothing new that's happened recently, and I haven't heard about anything. So anyway, if we totally messed up the detail on what you called us to share with everybody, please call Nathan back and explain what we didn't get right so we can share the information. Okay, then. I think we better take care of advertisers, you think? That's what I started to do and got off on this tangent. And okay, reeling me back in. And it's time to take care of advertisers, the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show. So please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. And if you don't pick up your calls, well, when we come back, let's just check in with Natasha and see what new stuff she's got going on. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thank you for being here Sunday morning here. And of course, we don't really know if you're there or not, because you might be out Father's Day and all of that, and we're all by ourselves here. Yeah, and you could let us know you're here. Pick up the phone, 425-373-5527, or toll free 1-888-298-5569. It's always nice to know that someone's here and someone's listening. It's not just us chickens.
Well, and I know too, like for me, I have two fathers that are on the other side, and I'm lighting a candle for them. You know, my father-in-law just passed, and my father now, you know, my blood father is, you know, passed now over 29 years ago. So, you know, it's one of those things that when we're in the grief process and these dates come around, you know, sometimes we want to talk with them or interact with them.
Speaking of that, I'm going to take advantage. Will you check on my dad? Robert, Bob Norwalk on the other side. Now, did you say he's on the phone, Nathan? My dad's calling. My dad's on the other side, Nathan. He can't be calling.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that. I mean, there's been plenty of people on the other side who have called.
The phone thing. So I thought he went. Did you mean a caller. My dad was calling or what?
We have a caller.
We have a caller waiting on the line, so we can take them first.
And I covered up my screen here. We definitely are. Never mind, Dad. I'm sorry. Hold on. He's not very patient, Natasha.
Oh, he is now.
He'll wait. Okay. Okay. Because we gotta take advantage while Cindy's got reception. So we're heading out to Salton, and Cindy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha. Hey, Cindy.
Only I can hear is on speaker. So this. I asked a question and you guys answer it. I was just wondering.
No, it sounds okay. It doesn't sound bad to me. Doesn't it sound okay, Nathan? Yeah, it sounds okay. So, we're good. Go ahead.
Okay. I was wondering about Crystal, where she goes when she goes away for a few days, if she sees anything.
Yeah, so for anybody who hasn't heard, now Cindy's out in Salton. She's on acres out in the middle of nowhere, and there's been a feral cat problem in the neighborhood. And Cindy, they started coming around her property. So she's been being coached by the Cat Coalition, and we've been able to trap one so far. That's the black one that Cindy has named Crystal. But these are very, very feral cats. And so she was trapped, took it with spayed and, you know, notched and brought back and has been on the property. Now, Natasha's checked in and been coaching Cindy and us on these feral cats. But Natasha, it's been a little strange in that once Crystal, the one that was trapped and Cindy out in the house with her for a little while, once she was spayed and then released, and Cindy was seeing a couple of other cats too, and they have regular feeding stations set up because the plan would be to be able to trap the rest of all these cats, but that hasn't been working out so well. But they were coming and eating. They were coming and eating, and Cindy was seeing like Crystal all the time. Crystal was starting to move in. All right, now then, but it's how long? What, the last 2-3 weeks? It's been real flaky. How long has it been, Cindy?
About a week and a half, 2 weeks.
A week and a half. The cats are like none of the food is gone for a day, and then I think there was no food gone for 2 days. And then she didn't see any, and she hadn't seen them for quite a while. And then I think last evening, she heard a thud in her barn, and she was out in the evening. And then Crystal came out, you know, the barn and took off to one of the feeding stations. And so she saw her, but that was the first sighting in quite a while. So what's going on with Crystal and the feral cats around Cindy's house?
There was an animal that came around.
Oh, so they were hiding?
Yeah.
Or hiding. Got some of them.
Yeah. A little bit of both, but there was animal that came around. There was, I feel like there was a coyote that came around, and I'm checking in. We had a skunk that came to our place.
What, Cindy?
I saw some wild dog poop. So
she saw some wild dog poop.
Yeah. And I feel like skunk came in and I had to make sure if was it our skunk or was it her skunk that I was reading in.
Oh, okay.
Our dog got sprayed by a skunk. I feel like there was a skunk that came around. And
have you ever seen a skunk out there, Cindy?
Nope.
Good. You don't want to.
No.
But you say there's one around the area, Natasha.
Yeah, I feel like there's one. That's why I was checking in to see if it was hers or ours. And there is one that is coming around. There's another animal that is that they're leery. Oh, raccoon. There's a raccoon that's coming around that is a little more aggressive.
Yeah, they get aggressive around food that's out and stuff.
Yeah, and so that's where that you have some wildlife, and they're very understanding of that wildlife. So they have been going and hiding, and then some of them are rehoming in other areas too. If you don't see them all, some of them are rehoming in other areas.
So there was a litter of kittens, but they, you know, they're older cats now. Well, we don't know how old, but you know, a year or something or whatever. But maybe those cats are branching out and moving to other locations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that sounds like so. They're not all going to stay right around.
No, they're
there.
Not going to all stay right there. No.
Now there was a great big huge black male that Cindy was seeing and hasn't seen that. Is that one still around? Can you, are you getting a
yeah,
sense?
He's passed on.
Oh, so I'm he doing. Might. So the big, they assumed was a big male. That one, that soul actually left the planet. So maybe that was one that got caught, you know, got by the coyote or something.
Yeah. And yeah, because he would challenge a lot of things, and so he was the one that kind of kept the roughest out, but he's
okay.
Now,
so something happened.
Yeah,
to
part
him.
Of that was his age. You know, he didn't where he was stronger doing that. Now he wasn't, and so he got
okay. All right.
I'm not picturing how he went. I'm just picturing that he's not here anymore. I don't want to go there.
yeah. Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. Well, it sounds like, Cindy, that it's been more wildlife interaction that other animals around have made the cats, sounds like, rightfully cautious and hiding in it. But it sounds, let's see, Cindy was like 99% sure it was Crystal that was in the barn that she saw last night, the one that has been trapped. Can you confirm that?
She's sticking around a little bit. She's sticking around.
Yeah, okay,
around.
So it is. So Crystal's okay, and she's sticking around. But it sounds like she's smart, and she's been holding, hiding up. And
yes.
Now I've been telling Cindy that I think she may needs to make some like little enclosures, feral cat enclosures, to where they could den up, like in the barn or, you know, some of the out frame buildings sort of thing, where so she could have a place to, you know, nest in and, mm-hmm. and so forth. Does that feel like a good idea for her?
It feels like, you know, just because of her being in the rural area, that yeah, old blanket, put it up in a place and let them choose. Now a cat, you know, you can make a home for them, and it's up, and they may not use it because they decide not to. So it's that opportunity. I feel like if she gave like two places of opportunity for them to rest and be safe, you know, like how there's a wall behind them so that there's only one way that they have to look in. I think they would, that's what I'm feeling, is that they would enjoy having a safe place to go to and feel warm, especially when it gets colder.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Cindy's going to work on that. But like she told me last night, I was like, oh, the weather has to get a little nicer to be able to create this stuff. So anyway, Cindy's slogging around in the rain and the yuck, just like the rest of us out here. It's just that it tends to be worse where she is because she's farther out.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else you want to have Natasha check on, Cindy?
No, that was it.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Because it's Father's Day. Are you curious?
Yeah, actually, kind of.
Okay. Okay, so Natasha, I had to kind of sneak in the back door to get Cindy's permission.
Yes.
But Cindy's father, Rolf, recently passed. It hasn't. How long has it been? A couple months?
Middle of February.
Middle of February. Anyway, and we were all really close, and Cindy was very close to her dad. But how's Rolf doing? And happy Father's Day, Rolf. So how's he doing?
He has a smile on his face.
Yes.
Was he a kind of a jolly-ish type of personality? He seems like he has this little secretive way of making people laugh. Or he seems like there's this, he would come in, the saying is the back door. He was like a little mischievous when he came. He wasn't outright funny. He was one that kind of came in the back door doing things that were a little sneaky. He would be mischievously sneaky doing things to make people laugh or to do things that are, what's the word?
I didn't know him in his prime, but that doesn't sound like that him to me so much. What about, was he like that, Cindy, to you?
Not in his older age, no.
No, and that's the thing is a lot of people in their young, they don't stay in their young, older years. They go back
Natasha, when a soul crosses over, now, of course, it's all a given. We all know with every cell of our beings that soul is eternal and all of that. So we just take that as a given, folks. So if you're on Animal World, you know that. And of course, Yogananda says you live millions of lifetimes before you even start to get with the program down here on planet
That's
Earth.
The truth.
So at any rate,
that when we pass over.
Yeah, so we pass over, we don't necessarily stay. Like if you pass over and you're 90. Mm-hmm. Maybe when you're on the other side, you get more like in your prime of lifetime.
They show me like a lot of times where their prime is. Like my dad is in his 40s, his late 30s and 40s when he kind of came into his own. There's the different people pass away. And what I'm seeing your dad as is he's a very joyful. He seems like he was a little bit bigger man, bigger bodied man. And he really was in his prime around his, let's say late, like he's telling me 28.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. He's telling me about 28. He's having the fun of his life with revisiting his lifetime. Cindy, he wants you to know, this is the thing he really wants you to know. Is that he's very grateful that everything you have done for him. Mm-hmm. You were his daughter you were always this little girl. No matter how crotchety he got, he says, in his older years, because he was so uncomfortable in his body. His body got old quickly because he didn't treat it well young. Yeah, he misused it young, so his body was achy when he got older, and he really is grateful that you put up with his crutchiness and his discomfort in being who he was as he grew older. He says, it was very hard for me not to be the young body anymore. My mind wanted to do the young things, and I struggled, and I took it out on other people when I couldn't do what I wanted to do.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Does that make sense to you, Cindy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says he's so grateful for you. He says, you're doing a great job. Remember to treat yourself well, my dear. He says, remember to treat yourself well because you are, you're trying to do good for everybody else. And he's like, but do good for you too. Do good for you too.
So take care of Cindy.
Take care of Cindy. Take care of Cindy.
Yeah, because he's not around to bug the pants off you like he, you know, do this, do that. Get this done. So
yeah,
he's talking from the other side.
Yeah, he's loving you so much. And he cannot, he's saying, you made my life better because you were in it.
Oh, that's a wonderful place to end. So Cindy, dad is doing great. It sounds like he's having the time of his life being young again and revisiting everything. So that's wonderful. I'm glad we checked in with Rolf. So
did he work on cars when he was in his early years?
No.
Like him and his friends would build up a car that would be a roadster type. Did he?
No, he could change a light bulb.
He couldn't change a light bulb?
He couldn't change a light bulb. Then why am I seeing a group of young kids? He's showing me a group of young kids standing around a car and having a good conversation, fun conversation.
Beer or something, I don't know, but not mechanical.
Okay. Well, then he might not be the one working out, but that's what I wanted to share you. He's showing me like a time when he was having a lot of fun with his friends. They're standing around a car and it's a roadster type of yeah. You know, the older 60s truck vehicles, cars, you know, the late 50s, early 60s and just having a really good time with his friends. Huh.
Well, it sounds like maybe that's what he's revisiting now. He hasn't been over there very long, and it's going through all of that and having a good time with his friends and all of that. So, but anyway, thank you for checking in for Cindy. I'm glad to know that Rolf is doing well, and happy Father's Day, Rolf. Anyway, Cindy, thanks for calling Animal World.
Yep.
Thank you.
All righty. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. We got to catch back up with our advertisers and then we'll check in with my dad and chat with Natasha. Sooner or later, we're going to get to this class you've got coming up here, Natasha. So anyway, everybody, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already. In this hour, we've heard from, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Remember, the Blue Lotus Temple has got services going on Sundays now in person, or you can stream it online and via Facebook. And you can go to anandawa.org to find out about all the great classes and events coming up. And remember our sound healer premier of the area, Jude Ponton, is at Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle now a couple days a week, and she can see you in person for acutonics, acupressure, chiropractic, and sound healing, either in person or she can work with you remotely. Check her out at whispering-dragon.com. Whispering-dragon.com or give her a call at 206-706-7000. 2836. Check out the NuPro supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great layout on their website now for supplements for dogs, cats, and horses. And then, of course, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, he always does a free telephone consultation, so you can reach him through his website, HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. And remember, he still has the Rasmussen Reset Do-It-Yourself at Home program available. And my opinion, anybody, you've got animals, you need the do it yourself program with Dr. Nels. So check it out at healingministryforanimals.com. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. So shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or give me a call after the show, 360-217-7258. All right, don't have a lot of time yet, so maybe we'll start off the next hour. Maybe we'll start off with doing current events and talk about Natasha and all of that kind of stuff. So how about, though, just to get the ball rolling again, checking in with my dad. So how's my dad doing on the other side, Natasha?
And his name again?
Bob. Robert. Bob Norwalk.
He is... he's very well adversed in where he's at right now. He is, it's taken a minute to calm him down because he's having so much fun up there. He's very okay. So sometimes there's souls that once they cross over, they step into their jobs that they do. They do the work that they're supposed to do on this earth, and then they step into doing the work, doing the jobs that they do. Like my dad, he stepped right in and he started being a guide and collecting and telling and showing different spirits what they can do.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, serving and on the other side.
Serving on the other side. And your dad is...
Not in my dad's vocabulary.
Not in the soul that you knew him to be on this lifetime.
Right.
Okay. So when people cross over, they don't always stay who they were on the other side. Now, a lot of our souls have personalities that do stay the same. Yet at the same time, though, there's things that in this lifetime that we are working on. In this physical body, we work on, and sometimes it is opposite of what our soul story is.
Uh-huh.
So for me right now, I see your dad as one that when he was very aware of where he was at, but he was, I want to say almost for lack of a better word and to make it more understandable. When he was on this side, he cloaked himself so that uh-huh. he had to learn the basics of how to be in emotions. He had to learn the basics of how to negotiate being a human in this world so uh-huh. that he can learn the lessons and the experiences of becoming a greater spirit. But many times, in order to be greater, we have to go back to the basics.
Uh-huh.
We have to remember to breathe. We have to remember to do those basics. And so for him in this lifetime, it was learning how to negotiate being a very basic, rigid negotiation of a person. He had a lot of story that came into his life because of his childhood
mm-hmm.
And his history of the family. In a mm-hmm. way. And so with that he could not be his joyful, loving self because of the way that he was brought into this world with the cause and effects
mm-hmm.
of where he was at. And a lot of it was the timing he came into this world.
Okay.
If he would have came into this world now where we're more enlightened and that he would have probably had more of a I'm going to call it a happier lifetime
mm-hmm.
than he did.
Okay. But you say he's having a good time now.
He's having a great time now. He says to me that my little girl was always a sunshine to me. He says, that's why yellow is your color, because of the fact that you were meant to bring sunshine into a lot of people's life. And he's saying that whenever you're feeling down, remember to look at the yellow.
Look at the yellow.
Very because nice. Of the fact that you are, whenever sometimes we're supposed to bring sunshine in, sometimes we have to stir up the ickiness. And the story, that's why you're so good at telling people you need to stop doing that with your dog, because you're meant to bring in that sunshine. And sometimes we have to show the shadows. And he's saying you do a good job at that. He's saying that he's very proud of you, that you're willing to go into the negative to bring out the positive, to bring out the positive.
Wonderful.
He's saying that he's very sorry that he did certain things in your life to trigger patterns.
Yeah.
And he says that I wish that I would have done better. I didn't know better to do better. And I'm sorry. I want you to know that no matter what, it's time for you to love yourself and be loving.
Thank you, Dan. And we both could have done better, but I appreciate that. Thank
you. He loves you. No judgments here. He says no judgments.
Is he with mom?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes. He's bringing her in and saying, we hold hands now.
Yeah. Yeah. They have a really strong relationship.
Yeah. We hold hands now.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for that. Wonderful. All right. So, that kind of brings us to the end of hour number two. And, that means it's time to fire up the love train. We get to do one more round of exercise and dancing, and you don't get out of this one because, we've all been sitting around too much and, time to get up and moving and having a little bit of fun here and exercise. And dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere, or get up on your feet and come dance with us. We're going to cruise through and pick you up on the love train. So, just don't argue with me. Okay? You got to dance. And it'll be the last time for today. And hopefully that'll hold us for the rest of the day and for the rest of the week. And when we return here or continue, we'll start the 11 o'clock hour. And of course, we'd love to have you give us a call, 425-373-5527. If you have questions for me or Natasha, or want a reading from Natasha, or you want to talk to your dad on the other side or this side, even she can do that too. 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. And we would love to hear from you. And as long as we don't have full phone lines or something, we will start the next hour, work our way into current events. But we've really got to spend some time talking to Natasha because she's got all kinds of stuff going on that we don't always have a time to chat about. But she's also got a really new class that sounds fascinating. I know all about it because she sent me the information, but you don't know anything yet. So we have to have time for you to find out what's going on. So alrighty, here we are going to energize up the love train. Here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our mind with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues. One more hour to go right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.